The first attack in Nigeria targeted a section of Bayero University's campus in the city of Kano, where churches hold Sunday services. Gunmen killed at least 16 people and wounded 22 others. Later, gunmen opened fire at a Church of Christ chapel, killing 5 people, including the pastor. The governor of Kano State expressed the feelings of the people.
It's very sad that this state and this country has to go through.
The attacks are blamed on the Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram, which wants to introduce strict Sharia law in the country. The sect has been blamed for killing more than 450 people this year alone. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants from neighboring Somalia are blamed for a grenade attack on a church across the continent in Kenya. One person died and 15 people were wounded in the attack in the capital, Nairobi. A doctor at the city's Kenyatta hospital said none of the injuries were life-threatening.
They have injuries, shrapnel injuries, some of them on their feet and different other parts of the body, but they are not severely injured. And therefore, we believe that most of them probably will be treated and released to go home.
In Rome, the head of the Holy See press office, Father Federico Lombardi, condemned the attack.
I nuovi attacchi terroristici avvenuti in Nigeria e oggi anche in Kenya in occasione di celebrazioni religiose cristiane sono fatti orribili ed esecrati.
Calling the terrorist attacks horrific and despicable, Father Lombardi called on the local population to not yield to the temptations of hate. He expressed the Holy See's closeness to the communities suffering from what he called hideous violence, which he pointed out they experience as they peacefully celebrate a faith which proclaims love and peace for all. I'm Charles Collins.